the cholera outbreak, which is currently affecting some parts of the country. Especially Greater Accra has brought to the fore the need for good sanitation practices. One area which has been put under scrutiny is the way vegetables are cultivated in Accra and its environs. Joyce Jeche went around some vegetable gardens and has joined us in the studio. Now, Joyce, where did you go and what did you find out?
Thanks, Jonathan. I went to vegetable growers around Alliance Francaise School at the airport residential area. I also went to Abusoka around the Central Mosque, just so close to the International Central Gospel Church. There are some vegetable growers there too. And also just around our corner, GBC Junction. Those are the places that I went. At Alliance Francaise, the vegetable growers have dark pits from which they claim they get water to water their vegetables. There was also this big gutter drain actually over there, but they claim they don't get water from that. That notwithstanding, the sanitary condition there is nothing to write home about. There were fecal matter all over the place, littered in black polythene bags and all that. And also at Busoka, one thing that struck was that the vegetable grower said they use DDT as a pesticide, something which has been banned since 1972. They also said that they use the drain water, which is so dark, and the stench is so awful when I got there. And also, coming to DBC, I saw that the growers also use the same DDT, and this is very scary. Against the background that DDT has its own side effects, some of which are damages to the liver. It can also cause cancer and also damages the reproductive system.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joyce Jeche, for your time. Now, Joyce Jeche is our correspondent talking to us about vegetables in relation with cholera.